Well, here we are in Roswell, New Mexico at the International UFO Museum and Research Center. And we have Mary Sutherland with us. Mary, how are you doing?
Well, good, Jerry. How are you doing?
Okay. You've been here for a few days. You started before the big conference started, right?
Yeah, we got here about 4 days earlier so that we could test out the waters, find some of the better places to eat and sleep, and get to interview the different researchers as they came into town and to talk to the various authors that we have here today.
You have been doing this radio show on the Internet for, what, 3 or 4 months now?
Yeah, it's new.
And it's really picking up steam.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, we already have an affiliate out of Scotland.
Fantastic.
Yeah. E2WUFO in Scotland out of Livingston. That means east to west UFO.
And, of course, it's called the BUFO.
Yes.
And Paranormal UFO Internet
yes.
Radio Show.
Yes. And it's all a lot of it's archived. So it's accessible 24/7, just like yours.
Mm-hmm. And we have a link on our website to an interview you did with this fellow down in Mexico.
Yes, I appreciate that.
And
Thank you.
Before we get any further, let's talk a little bit about that. That's a pretty incredible story.
It really is. I got to know David, let's say, about maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. He is an archaeological student down there in Mexico. He's one of my first members, you know, when I started up some of my UFO groups. And got to know David, and know him as an honest person. I mean, honest as the day is long.
You know, they can hear the entire interview, and we have a link on our website. But for people that haven't been over there yet, a little synopsis. He saw something.
Yes, he
did. That was pretty incredible and got him in a little trouble.
Yeah, well, what happened was he was working in communications as a soldier down there with the Mexican Army. And one night, while on guard, they got this message of an alert. They were supposed to go up into the mountains. They said that there was a fire up there. So David and his soldiers that he was with went up there. But instead of finding a fire, they found a UFO crashed. David and the sergeant, they actually was able to go into that that disc.
And what did he see inside?
He said that he had to bend somewhat
mm-hmm.
to go through this entrance. The disc, I believe, was pretty much intact, but they were supposed to look for any signs of life. They didn't find any. But he said the amazing part about this is the craft itself seemed like it was living, almost like a living tissue.
Did he go into detail when you touched it? Did it bounce back or something?
He said it was almost like there was some sort of a material that was almost like plushy, a vibration that came from it, where it seemed like it reacted to the energies of a person. He said that there was various colors of lights, and they seemed to work along with the motion of himself and the saucer, the inside of the saucer. He says that he'd never seen any type of material like that ever here on Earth. He says that it had to be something non-Earth.
But they did not find any extraterrestrials.
They looked, but they did not find. But if I did find out later, the natives were hiding an entity up there. The entity was not a gray. There, I believe David said there was two of them. These entities were almost like what we call the Nordic type. Blonde hair, blue eyes, and they had healing powers.
Were they alive?
They were alive. The natives up in the mountains protected them. And until they left, no one knew about them being there. They said that while these aliens were there, they walked around and was able to heal all of their people in the village.
Wow. Let's give your website address for people. We have a link to it, but
yeah.
They may want to go direct to it.
The best way to get to it would be burlingtonnews.net.
That's all. Burlington News, one word.
One word for Burlington News,
B-U-R-L-I-N-G-T-O-N?
N-E-W-S.
Right.
Double N's.
You know, talking about entities, we're here in Roswell.
Yeah.
You've been here before.
Oh, yeah.
You've done a lot of research.
Yeah.
What do you make of the entire Roswell incident?
The other day I had someone contact me saying, why Roswell? why keep old news? You know, mm-hmm. get on with it. The thing is, with Roswell, there was a crash. Something happened. And until we can find out for sure what happened, we never can get on. We need to find out if it was alien. We need to find out if the government did have knowledge of it. We need to find out if there was a cover-up. When we find this out, then we're able to take, we can go from point A on to point B and C, D, all the way on through.
You know, you hear all kinds of reports, and there's been something surfaced in the last year or so, I believe, that two or three of these alien beings actually lived.
Yeah, later. That's what I heard. I heard that, what was there, two?
Two,
yeah.
Right. And somebody down in El Paso has a picture or something.
I ran across a person, this one gentleman, he actually worked at Area 51. His wife knew of a person that seen one of these bodies.
Can you tell me a little bit what they said they look like?
I can give you all the information.
Okay.
And it's good luck. I mean, if you can get him, you go for it. You know? It's a good story. And especially with him, because he had clearance at Area 51. And what was interesting there is I asked him, I says, well, you know, they always denied there was Area 51. Now, you're working there. What did you tell people? You couldn't tell them that you're working at Area 51, right?
Yeah.
He says, well, no. He says, we were told to tell them that we worked at Nellis Air Force Base. I was a brick mason. And that they were flying me to different remote areas such as that because we were doing new construction. He was in the area where they tested new spy planes. But they'd never allow him on the Papoose area.
And that's where the reverse engineering supposedly was taking place.
Yes.
What did it look like? What did the alien look like? Did he ever say?
His wife knew someone that seen it.
Okay.
And I asked her, and she says they never gave her much information at all.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, she wouldn't tell. I want to take a picture of this gentleman, her husband. He refused. He says, well, I'll give you an interview, but he says, can't give a name. He says, and he crossed his hands, and he says, I love my country. Don't get me wrong. I love America. But he says, I am afraid of our own government.
You're quite an investigator, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm impressed with you.
I got a nose.
A nose for you.
You betcha.
Yeah.
You can't keep a secret around me much.
What this fellow told you is pretty common about people that have knowledge of these extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
They just can't talk about it. They lose their retirement. They could even end up in jail.
I mean, they have to think of their family.
It's a very simple thing. If you talk, you lose everything you've worked for.
Yeah.
And so that's one way the government keeps a rap on it.
And, of course, they're hoping that everybody will die off.
And a lot of them have.
Yeah.
I mean, Team 47, that's, 56 years ago.
Glenn Dennis is still here.
Yep. Walter is still around.
Yeah, and they're not backing down on their stories one bit. Good for them.
We've had them on the air several times over the years.
And what great people, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Latest thing on the Roswell thing is... General Ramey's holding up the letter, and by computer enhancement, you can make out some things that really put a lie to their cover-up.
Well, you know, here at the center, they have a blown-up picture of that on the wall where you can actually read the verbiage that's on that letter.
People who have not been to Roswell and to the center here, they need to understand that they could spend all day here, several days.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have 4 days, and we haven't gotten bored one time.
You have a book out called Living in the Light.
Yes, I do.
Believe in the Magic. Tell me a little bit about this book.
Some people say that I invented a new religion. I would go that far. But Living the Light, what it does is it teaches us how to tap into our higher selves and live each day with a greater sense of peace and fulfillment. And it helps us to understand our place in the world. It teaches us how to cast off guilt and self-condemnation, which I think is very important. Imagine a life based on forgiveness of self and others, a life based on shedding fear and accepting love. Now, to discover why forgiveness is the key to universal happiness. And it teaches us to learn how to create through our thoughts. That's the magic, is creating through our thoughts. okay, think something. And it's like how people, you know, positive thinking, you know, that we have all these books out on positive thinking. If you think positive, you bring positive things into your life. That's the power of your thoughts. You know,
and now this book is available. You can order it from your website.
Yeah, or you can Amazon.com. The book itself is a combination. It has psychology in there. Ufology, spirituality, I talk of Eastern religion, Western religion. I blend everything and I find a common denominator out of it all. Then once I find that common denominator, then I use that and I researched it out to find what the magic in life is and how to create that magic to make our life.
How long did it take you to write it?
Took
I
me,
have a reason for asking you.
It took me about three years ago.
Okay, now, the reason I ask you that.
Yeah.
In the last 3 years, you've been doing a lot of investigative things with UFOs.
Yes.
And the paranormal. Have you changed your mind about anything from the original idea that you had for the book?
This book changed my life, believe it or not. And then I started going into physics. How does the energy work with it? And the next thing I know, I'm totally away from my first concept, and I'm learning about the magic in life, the real magic in life, the energy, the creating energy, and how people can work together as one, collective consciousness.
Do UFOs and ufology and extraterrestrials, do they fit into this somehow?
Definitely.
How?
More so than it does in, you know, traditional religion.
Mm-hmm.
What it does is it shows that everything around us is life. Life does not start on Earth. Life is every place, in every little spot throughout the universe, throughout the galaxies. I believe that our Earth has been seeded as well as others, and through that seeding process, we have evolved. Some have evolved faster, some slower. And I believe that there's different cultures. As far as the alien races go, there's not just one. No more than there's only one race here on Earth. There has to be more than one race of aliens. 50-some races.
50.
Yeah. On my website, I also have, it's called Alien Races and Descriptions.
50 different alien species. And you have them right there on your website. Interesting. Hey, Mary, we're talking with Mary Sutherland. Mary, we're going to take a break and we'll be back. We've got lots of things to talk to you about, including your trip to Superstition Mountain coming up. I think you think there's an underground base there or something. This is Jerry Pippin, and this is the UFO Files.